This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We get into week two, trying to get you an episode each week, just like we did last week. This is episode 6. Thank you to Hooters. Go to originalhooters.com for easy online ordering in the Tampa Bay area. And thanks to Bill Curry Ford, who the past couple of years have been writing $1,000 checks to the winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. Thank you, Hooters, and thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Email, and the emails are starting to come in, write.todd@yahoo.com. Sean, who I honestly value as a regular listener of my various podcasts, had a hell of a guess, on the quarterback that I lost championship week, first quarter of a 1 o'clock game, ending my hopes to avenge my loss to the same owner in 2015 in the title game. There were two quarterbacks, until I'm told differently that there were more. Sean guessed Derek Carr. Yes, same day, same position, same broken leg. But it was not Derek Carr who was my starting quarterback. I had a more prolific starting quarterback who had been going for me for the past, 6-7 weeks or so, cranking out points at a little higher level than Carr. So great guess, Sean. Same day, same position, same injury. Yep. Thank you, Greg, for your emails. I'll be getting back to you. If you'd like to send me any fantasy-related emails, for now, we're just using the Todd Wright Toddcast email address. It's right.todd@yahoo.com. And let me just apologize in advance if you hear me clearing my throat or coughing or sniffling. I got caught in an enormous thunderstorm trying to get out of Epcot within the last few days, and I am paying the price for that. Either that or just Iron Gwazi kicked my ass as I hit Busch Gardens on the way home and rode that ride for the first time. All right, let's talk this week about what I often refer to as my scoring settings. 21st century standard scoring settings. Just to click a few boxes here, and we'll make each of these a separate podcast and talk about them. What do I mean by 21st century standard scoring settings? It means I have modified points earned in fantasy football to make fantasy football better and more reflective of the game we actually watch on television. For example, no mandatory tight end. The threshold for 10 points for quarterback passing yardage is 300, not 250. Bumped it up years ago. Interceptions are penalized the same as fumbles. That also can knock the quarterback's points down. Pick six penalties are tacked on top of the interception. So if your fantasy quarterback throws a pick six, you lose the same amount of points for that play that you would get if your quarterback threw a touchdown for his team. Field goals. There's no such thing as a 5-point field goal. Why does it exist in fantasy football? Why? Why should it have that much impact? A field goal is worth 3. An extra point kicked is worth 1. That's the way I do it in fantasy football. Now, the give back is that normally, there's a threshold on 3-point field goals before you get to 4 and 5, and I put in a penalty because field goal kickers that miss field goals are hurting their team. They should hurt your team as well, as long as it's a reasonable distance for a miss. I don't think 52 yards is a reasonable distance for a miss. Your hopeful he makes that, but the percentages are less. And then there's PPR, which I've never played. Of course, I have no choice in daily games, although I've gotten away from daily games in recent years. To me, the half-point PPR is the hedge. I don't have as much of a problem with half-point PPR because it minimizes the needless impact of fantasy commissioners applying a scoring play to something that is insignificant in the game we watch. A team does not get anything for a reception. When you watch a football game, your team, if you are watching them play or whomever you bet on, does not benefit solely from a ball being caught. It is what is done with the ball that is caught that is the most important thing. The yardage attained, perhaps whether it gets a first down, whether it gets in the end zone. That's why I refuse to play PPR. I call it point for nothing. All right, so let's take these one at a time this week. Let's start with the elimination of the mandatory tight end that I did almost 10 years ago. This is real simple. If you are playing in a league where you are required to start a tight end every week, find another league to play in, or fire your commissioner. This is outdated. There is no reason for this. It's a waste of time. Sure, it elevates the value of, say, Andrews from the Ravens, Kelsey from the Chiefs, Kittle from the Niners, but there are literally a handful of tight ends who score at a level to justify being a fantasy starter. If you are in a 10-team, 12-team, 14-team, 16-team league, I would even argue 8, because we're going to incorporate injuries, namely Kittle last year, bye weeks. You just need to save time and not deal with this. My system does not eliminate productive players at the tight end position. You can play Andrews. You can play Kelsey. You can play Kittle. Last couple years, you could play Gronkowski, connecting with Brady in Tampa Bay. Zach Ertz, hard to know where he is at. Traded last year to Arizona. There just aren't enough tight ends to fill starting positions in fantasy football leagues throughout a season. There aren't. You need not waste time on a bye week or when your tight end is injured or if your tight end you drafted failed. Throwing darts at touchdown-dependent players who honestly have very little impact on their team's fortunes, just hoping they get a little flip of a 3-yard touchdown in the red zone. Stop wasting all that effort. I do not answer questions about meaningless tight ends. Once the bye weeks click in, if I get these random names, hey, I'm in need of a tight end, what do you think of this? I'll write back, yeah, I think you should have gotten in a different league or fired your commissioner, because I've been telling you for nearly 10 years, eliminate the mandatory tight end. Get rid of it. There aren't enough of them. Let's compare. There are enough quarterbacks to go around. There are. Now, clearly, there's a tier one. But there are enough quarterbacks to go around to fill fantasy football rosters. And I'm talking about single quarterback leagues. There are enough. Even if you're a 16-team league, there are enough. You might need to adjust as the season goes on. Bye weeks, injuries. But there are enough quarterbacks to make that a starting position in fantasy football. There are enough running backs for most leagues to have a mandatory two starters at the running back position. I have never chosen to offer a flex position for a third running back. To me, that keeps more running backs in the pool, in the waiver pool. Now, granted, some teams stock up on running backs, but I've always felt, let's just play two running backs as starters rather than your opportunity to flex a third running back instead of a wide receiver. Also, again, I try to build fantasy rosters that reflect what we watch on the field. Very rarely do you see three running backs on the field at one time. This isn't the OU Nebraska game from 1977 running the wishbone. This is the NFL. You see three wide receivers, and or, to my next point, you see two or three wide receivers and a Mark Andrews without his hand in the ground, split out wide. Travis Kelce, same thing. Gronk previous years, same thing. Basically, most productive tight ends take most of their snaps lined up like wide receivers. They do. They are used as playmakers, ball catchers. So all you have to do is eliminate your mandatory tight end and click the box instead, W/T. That's a wide receiver / tight end flex. It will work so well for your league. If you draft Andrews, you can play him there. If you draft Kelce, you can play him there. If you don't have a tight end, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to waste time on touchdown-dependent no-names on a week-to-week basis from week four to who knows how long. W/T. It will work very well for you and make your league more enjoyable to play. And then, of course, one kicker. And I eliminated DST a while back. I never got into IDP. And the same theory went to why I eliminated DST as to why I didn't play IDP. It just seems too random. Now, sure, you have guys like Diggs for Dallas who had all those picks last year, but we root for offense when we're watching games. If you're not watching a game rooting for defense, sure, if you're desperate on a Sunday or a Monday night, you are, but that's often pretty futile. It's also too randomized. So I eliminated DST also to take the element out of it where a team that was clearly going to lose threw a wild pass or executed a bunch of laterals, and it didn't matter. There was no penalty if the other team scored because they were going to lose anyway. But if the other team does score in that situation, if you had bet on the offensive team, you might lose because of that stupid play at the end of the game. Or in fantasy, you lose because of that stupid play at the end of the game. We had that happen to determine a league champion a handful of years ago, and I vowed it would never happen again. because that should not determine who wins and loses. It's a meaningless play. So I eliminated DST. Now, I've considered bringing back DST and just having it be turnovers, sacks, and points given up. I still have some time to think about whether or not I'm going to implement that in the podcast league or not. But it would not apply to any touchdowns that are scored. That takes that game-ending, stupid play element out of it. That really doesn't change the result of the game we watched. It only can hurt you from a betting standpoint or a fantasy standpoint. Again, one of my goals in fantasy football is to have the game on the field accurately determine who has the best fantasy lineup for that particular week. And the scoring on the field should reflect the scoring in your fantasy league. All right, so we talked about tight ends. We'll do some other things in the remaining podcast this week, and I'm sure I will continue to hammer you on tight ends. I'm serious. And don't say, well, that's the way it's always been done. Fuck that. Get with it. Fire your commissioner or get in a league that uses the wide receiver tight end flex instead of the mandatory tight end. You will be much happier. And the league will play much better. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.